Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 12th of August of the year 2020, and on this day in 1336, the English King Edward III ended wool exports to Flanders. The most memorable thing about King Edward III and about Flanders. And in 1877, Thomas Edison completed the first model for the phonograph, a device that recorded sound onto tin foil cylinders as a way of marketing his ill-fated tin foil earplugs. Today's celebrations include International Youth Day, the brainchild of the United Nations. It was first celebrated on the 12th of August in the year 2000 after the UN General Assembly passed a resolution accepting the recommendation for youth. Last year, it was renamed International Youth Day, open brackets, but not in a creepy way, closed brackets. Your guest today on the podcast is disgraced yoga instructress and fan favorite Charlie George. Welcome back to the podcast. How are you doing, Charlie?
That's my new greeting. Yes, I am well. I've been stuck in the downward dog for most of the week, but my shoulders are much better now. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I am remarkably well. I did some groinal stretching and I feel very opened up.
You look very opened up, which now sounds a horrible thing to say, but you know what I mean.
Oh, well, we've all been in lockdown. Coming up today, our top story is all the latest in food news brought to you by Charlie George, the person who once fasted from everything but solid food for 367 days in a row. So that'll be a lot of fun. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in the news today, in the wake of deaths and injuries and a terrible explosion in Beirut caused by the dangerous storage of a large stockpile of confiscated ammonium nitrate in a warehouse, I would almost certainly not be covering that story in a satirical news show. But as we all know, satire is rarely an emergent property of news so much as it is an emergent property of people being f***wits. And lo and behold, in the dazzling light of this terrible catastrophe, idiots online who've never studied nuclear fission in their lives are coming up with the kinds of conspiracy theories that are insulting both to the dead, the injured, and the idea of basic common sense. The main one going around is that this explosion, despite being neither big enough, hot enough, nor radioactive enough to have been a nuclear bomb, was in fact a nuclear bomb because of what they're calling the characteristic mushroom cloud. Actually, like mushrooms themselves, mushroom clouds can have wildly different properties, and assuming that any mushroom cloud is a nuke is like assuming any mushroom you pick up out of a field is going to make you see the shape of God in the retched up mouse bones of a nearby owl. Jeffrey Lewis, director of the East Asia Non-Proliferation Project at the Middle Institute of International Studies, said, "It's like people are screaming, 'Oh my God, it's a Lamborghini,' and pointing at a dump truck. I don't know what to say other than, no, it isn't." Have you been following that story, Charlie George?
Well, yes, and me and my friends have often lay back on the grass and we play Mushroom Cloud or Bomb, which is where you just... you watch the clouds pass.
That's Mushroom, Cloud or Bomb.
Yes, yes, correct.
Where you see if something that's being held above your eyes is a mushroom or a cloud or a bomb.
Yes.
And the new experimental COVID treatment is out now with the injectable mask. The injectable mask is a homeopathic coronavirus vaccine that is just a liquefied mask diluted with 1,000 litres of saline solution and injected directly into your veins. It doesn't work, but it's something to do on a Saturday night. And that's all the time we have for the headlines that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because again, what else are you going to do on a Saturday night? If you're mid-pash on makeout point with your high school crush and you don't want to break up the action, but you've been smooching for 45 minutes and need a breather, try the brief but sexy pause provided by half a glass of water. Half a glass of water is just enough to give you 5 seconds between chafingly arrhythmic surges of dry humping, but not enough to kill the mood. Half a glass of water. Stay safe out there, kids. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by the virtual home decoration service, 2D. If you've ever wanted a Lamborghini or fully sentient Triceratops or a statue of yourself made out of gold, but you can't afford it, we will insert it retrospectively into all of your online pictures and live Zoom calls. 2D, what are people going to do? Check.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
And that's all the time we have for the ads, because now it's time for your top story.
The Last Post.
Your top story today, food news. Charlie George, you are our food correspondent. What's happening in the world of food right now?
Well, I have some very interesting, despite my fasting history, some quite interesting food news from the Kingdom of Eswatini. Eswatini has had a particularly challenging summer this summer with their biscuit crops this year. In fact, the excess of Gariboldi's has led to an inquest in favouritism and privilege, with people asking, should a thin currant sandwich be the lens in which we view the world? Isn't it time we digested something else into our mind and bowels? Proclaim liberal Eswatinians. They also state that there's a dire need to plant more seeds for bourbons and other biscuits of colour who seem to suffer most from rapid dunking in hot water. Why should darker biscuits always be dunked first? Ask the Biscuits Matter movement. How can we protect and savour their basic biscuit rights not to be broken before their time? Now, however, Alice, conservative Eswatinians have other views. The head of the All Biscuits Matter movement, Karen, says, we all risk hot water, and that's just the nature of being a biscuit. she refuses to give up ginger nuts and jammy dodgers in favour of regularly consuming biscuits with what she describes as a funny tinge. She defends claims she's a biscuit Nazi by stating some of her best friends are chocolate digestives. She has a chocolate chip nephew, and that she regularly consumes fig rolls. Now, while the biscuit industry may need to work on its core values, crumbling attitudes and lack of diversity, elsewhere on Eswatini, there's a great abundance of diversity in gut bacteria. Yes. Marvellous microbiomes are sprouting all over, and actually the flatulence caves of Eswatini have become a top tourist destination where visitors can pay a fee, to lie on the spongy masses and hear a symphony like no other of experimental gut sounds from some of the best microorganisms and living intestines in the country.
There's an installation like that at Mona in Hobart. The Modern Art Gallery in Hobart has an installation that is exactly that.
Oh my gosh, I must tell my Eswatini friends because they'd love it. So basically, I'll round off with this. The annual festival of bacteria, Peptococcus, is known for drawing large crowds, many who enjoy wearing colourful clothes and taking large quantities of fermented drugs, such as psychedelic kimchi, and drinking spiked kefir whilst wearing garlands of decorative intestines. And one IBS sufferer described Peptococcus on Eswatini as the highlight of summer. So, you know, some event news there as well.
Hot, hot, hot. Well, that's all the time we have for your top story today. Thank you, Charlie George, for being our correspondent there. Now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Hello, Alice and Alison Spittle. That's you today, Charlie George. I am responsible for acquisitions at a public library, and I've noticed that one day a complete collection of the works of Dancy Lagarde appeared on the shelves, even though I hadn't purchased them. Whenever one is checked out or damaged, another copy appears instantly from, I presume, an alternate dimension, keeping our selection of historical romance with a paranormal twist wide and varied, much to the delight of our community. All of this is fine, but the constant popping sound of interdimensional book transit is disturbing the silence of the library. As someone who specializes in interdimensional data delivery and also sound production, do you have any tips to mitigate the disruption to our patrons? Thanks and good luck to you, Christopher, Dave. Charlie, have you got any recommendations for this man before I go in?
Well, it's tricky because all libraries in North London have now been fitted with bubble wrap, so they're incredibly noisy. And I think there's bells every time you pull a book out. So that we've actually gone for the very sort of soundscapey libraries in my area. So I can't be sure what would be the best advice. Maybe some kind of silencer? What do you think?
Well, I think this is an incredibly stupid email to send to me. I am neither affiliated with Dancy Lagarde, nor am I a librarian. I am a satirist, not a librarian. Dave, I don't know why you would ask me this question if you are not competent to use earplugs or use a library for what it's meant for, which is to study for your exams and not look at the books. Then I don't really know what to say. Invest in a pair of earplugs or don't work in the library. It's probably not COVID safe anyway. More of your letters tomorrow. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. A big hello to our listeners in the other dimension, and I hope that you're listening both to our feed and to our back catalogue, which is available on all good podcatchers. Your guest today on the podcast was Charlie George. Charlie, have you got anything to plug?
You can follow me on Twitter at CGDoesComedy or on Instagram at CharlieGeorgeComedy. Yes.
And you can check back in our feed for previous Charlie George episodes. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's AliterAtive. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.